Yo, what's up? It's Overslept with Chris Laker. It's 11:10 a.m. President's Day. And we're in it. We're doing it. Even though it's President's Day, I still record. I record every holiday. Christmas Day, I'll be here. Don't worry about it. You know, you can count on me. I don't know what time. You know, like yesterday, I got up and recorded in my phone, but then I fell back asleep. And then, you know, I had to get the thing off my phone onto my computer and up into the internet. So it took a little, it was a little bit later, but yeah, you know, it was Sunday. And today's a holiday, so this is probably not going to get up till, you know, it's 11. After 11 o'clock, I should have got up earlier, I know. But Jacqueline's on here, and when Jacqueline's on here, I'm just a lump. I don't move, except when the cats attack me for food. Not even attack. They headbutt me. It's sweet. They're pretty cool. So what's going on in the world? Let's check out the news. See, I'm going to go to CNN.com. You know what I mean? And see. There's a bunch of Trump foolishness. This guy is a dill hole. And sorry. I feel like there's people from all different places listening to this. There's not a lot of you, but you're all over the fucking place, which is interesting to me. So there's probably some, there's got to be one of you guys that's got to be a Trump guy. Not, they don't have to be, but I'm assuming. And I feel like I don't want to be like just constantly saying what a jerk he is. But Jesus Christ. I mean, I can, I'll say that if somebody listening is a Trump supporter and you have like positive things to say, I would like to hear them. But I, like you can email them to me and I'm not going to argue with you. I'm not going to, I don't see any reason to. So, but I'm going to skip over the Trump news. I just can't deal with it yet. I'm going to wait till after the show to see what is going on with that fella. Huge NBA trade report. Here's the news and buzz, you know. This is the fun part. This is the part that you want to... You're like, don't tell me the world is ending. Let's see. I don't know enough about sports to comment on anything sports related, but let's see. Angelina Jolie, emotional response to divorce. That's sad. Divorce is tough. It seems like an inevitable part of marriage. Everybody. Okay, my two brothers are married. They're not divorced. My older brother's been married for a long time. So, but still, some people stay married a long time and get divorced. Every wedding I went to, like from my college friends, all my high school and college friends, I think two haven't gotten divorced, and there's like 10 that have. So it's like above 50%. And those two, you don't know. They're not, I mean, so, But those people just divorced, including myself, just divorced regular assholes, not Brad Pitt or Angelina Jolie. So that's got to be a much harder divorce. You know, you're splitting up stuff. You have, kids involved? Oh, yikes. Although I think those must be Angelina's. All right, let's move on from that. Let's wish them both luck. I think they'll be fine. Amazon hiring 5,000 workers in UK. Well, Amazon's doing good. That's an American company. Maybe not all of you are American. I know it's a couple of Brits, couple of somethings, some Aussies. You Australians love your podcast. Hitler's phone sold for $243,000. Who is this piece of shit? Who, what, you, what kind of asshole wants to have Hitler's phone in their fucking house? You sick piece of shit. Whoever bought this, it shouldn't even be. Let's take a look. It's a red bat phone, first of all. Why is it, you know, like, he had to, Hitler is like such a fucking dick. He had to be like, make my phone red, because I'm a fucking douche. And it was, says here, it was black phone. It was a bat. It was made by Siemens. This company still makes fucking cell phones today. And it was black, some phone, and was later painted and engraved with Hitler's name and swastika, the catalog says. All right. The auction house describes the telephone as Hitler's mobile device of destruction. You know, I don't know. This is really making. I know this shit should just put it in a fucking museum. This isn't for people to have. Let's see. So who? But who fucking got it? I can't see who. Who spent the money on it? There's a whole story about all this other shit. Says I hope that I don't want them to be hidden again. So somebody bought them to put them in a museum. Okay, then fine. Then good for him. But why? Who's this auction house? Like, no thanks. No thanks. Did I just like black out for like 10 minutes there? How long did I was I reading that article? It felt like way too long. Sorry about that. Kung Fu Granny's internet sensation. There you go. Fun story. Kung Fu Granny 93 becomes internet sensation in China. Now, don't you like that when an old lady becomes an internet sensation? That's fun. It's like, hang in there, everybody. We all might be internet sensations one day. I'll settle for that. No, I won't settle for that. I wouldn't be happy with just that. But if at 93, if I'm not famous until 93, that will be that'll be set. But she wasn't even looking to do that. She's just like a humble person that started doing Kung Fu when she was 4 years old. And she must be super good at it. I've never stuck with anything in my life except stand-up, but I didn't start stand-up when I was a child. Which looks terrible. Some people do start when they're children. And it, I think you should wait till you're, well, it worked out well for some, you know? Like Dave Chappelle, one of the best comedians of all time. He started when he was like 16. Pete Davidson on Saturday Night Live. I remember when he was in high school, coming around to shows, being looked like a you know, just like a goofy kid, and became a, you know, star. So, and I started playing drums when I was 10. It only lasted like a year. I tried playing guitar, but I never practiced. So I never really played it. Just never really stuck with any of that stuff. You know, I'd be so good at the drums if I still played the drums from 10 years old to now. But who gives a shit? I don't know. It wasn't my thing. It's I tried karate too, not kung fu, but karate when I was around 12. And then I got beat up by the kids in my karate class. So I stopped going there. So what the fuck? You know? You just setting yourself up. Because then they're like, hey, what, you think you're tough now? You know, now we're going to kick your ass. And they weren't doing karate. They're just punching me. Or one kid did kick me in the eye. You know? But I don't know how that started. I don't know why. I mean, I must have done something. Well, you know, typical thing. Somebody calls you like a name, and then if you the thing with like stand up to your bully. I got that advice. Stand up to the bully, and stand up to the bully gets you beat harder. You know, I think if you keep your head down, you might still get beat up, but it'd probably be less. Standing up, that doesn't. They're not afraid of you standing up. They're expecting it. At least they didn't seem shocked when I stood up to them. The people, that's the movie thing. If you stand to the bully, they're going to be so shocked that they're going to run away. When really the bully is counting on you standing up to them. That they're trying to provoke a fight. And probably because they got the shit beat out of them at home. I mean, that's the sad part, is you can't even hate them when you're an adult. And you look back, you're like, oh yeah, that guy's dad was kind of a dick, and he was violent, and oh yeah, he was getting smacked around. I mean, it goes farther than just like me knowing that, you know. But these kids were just in shitty homes, and so they took it out on me or whoever else looked weak. Yeah, it's not a big deal. I don't think it made me a better person at all. That's the other fucking myth. Oh, well, it's good because then you grow up and you're done. You've gotten hit a few times. You got knocked around a little bit. You know, I could be totally fine right now not knowing what that was like. I bet you I'd still be a funny comedian, you know. I think I'm pretty funny. I mean, not to be the guy that determines that if myself, but I don't think that I would just be some other dude. I think I would still feel the need for validations of strangers and all that stuff. But anyway, the karate didn't take because of that. Maybe I would have stuck with it. That would have been different. If I didn't get picked on, I'd still do karate to this day. I might be, like, really good at it. Except I don't like to practice things. So maybe I just, maybe those kids did me a favor. It got me out of going to, it was easier for me to make the case for dropping karate when I'd be like, listen, I'm getting beat up by these kids in the karate class. It's giving me, I just want to hang out in the neighborhood and get beat up by the kids on my block. Like, why go get beat up by kids from another neighborhood? Because at least the kids on my block would be my friends when we're not fighting. But you, maybe, is that a young boy thing? That we're just always, because I didn't want to be in that. Like, I wasn't like, oh, I want to fight. But it just seemed unavoidable. But then I don't think kids fight anymore. I don't think they've been fighting for a long time. So maybe was it just that shitty neighborhood, Staten Island? Parents, they were fucking assholes. I'm like at that time in those people. I don't know what the fuck is going on there now, except a lot of those people that were asshole kids are there now, still, and I would imagine some of them that were asshole kids grew up and kind of look back at those days and are like, oh man, I can't believe I was such a dick and I was going through some harsh emotions. And a lot of other people, though, I know are like, fuck yeah, that was so much fun. Remember when we split fucking Johnny's head open? They're assholes. That's how assholes are born. They're born and they're little kid assholes to other little kids. Adults can't understand that. The adults think that the kids are angels, all of them. But they're just they're shitty and they're within their world, not your world. And then they get old enough to where they're just shit and they're bankers and whatever they are. So, do you guys have off today? Did I already ask that? I don't feel like I used to get off for, when I worked in an office, I don't feel like I used to get off for President's Day. It doesn't sound like a real solid holiday. I feel like it's like a school holiday, and then grown-ups have to work. But I, like Columbus Day, banks are closed, shit like that. Banks get to close for all sorts of shit. We really give them a lot of leeway. Why do we give them? Why that we treat them like some some institution that isn't just a store. It's a store. That's why. Why does the Walgreens got to stay open 24 hours? That bank gets to be open to, you know, from 9 to 5. Close it up. Weekends, holidays, closed. I know some of these banks, they open on the weekends now, but they close on holidays pretty easy. When they should be open. When I want to go do my banking now. I can't go do any of my banking. My important... I don't know who goes even into a teller anyway, though. I guess, really. I go in to open an account. And I go in when I'm like, hey, what? If something happens, something screwy happens to your account, you go in. But I guess... But there's always people online for those tellers. There's got to be something business going on. All right, maybe I'm being too hard on the banks. Not like the big banks that ruined our country. The little banks, the little branches. They're okay, right? We need those. But they're run by the big fucking asshole banks. I don't know. That was like a big thing during Occupy Wall Street, was like, stop, get your money out of the big banks. And I was like totally down for it. Because I have, you know, my, of course, but then it's like, it's so, if you're at one of these big banks, it's so convenient. The ATMs are everywhere. Like, if you're in New York City, there's like, you know, if you're not at Bank of America or Citi or Chase or one of those, you don't, what do you do for an ATM? You just go to somebody else's ATM? Feels dirty. Feels gross. Like, what's the, there's a bank that doesn't even exist. Ally Bank. I don't trust them at all. Fuck that. I trust the big banks that ruined our country with my fucking $500 or whatever it is I have in there right now. I probably don't even have $500. Let me check my balance. That'll be an interesting game for us. Let's check my balance. It's not much, man. It is never much. I don't know if I'll even be able to tell you. Like, I won't tell you. It is, it's around there, you know. And, I need to, I got some more money coming in soon. And I'll be, I know I keep talking about I gotta get famous, blah, blah, blah. This is like my morning thoughts, you know. And that's kind of part of me, maybe I need to get up earlier every day. Getting up at 11 o'clock or past 11 o'clock, that's not too smart. Maybe, well, tomorrow's not a holiday. Tomorrow is a regular day. I'm going to get up at 9 a.m. I'm going to set an alarm, and I'll get up at 9 a.m. And that'll start kicking off. I'm going to start kicking off the really kind of making shit happen. I'm going to make shit happen. You're going to get to hear it. You're the people starting the journey here will get to hear it all unfold. Me going from having no money to a bunch of fucking money. Rich as shit. That'll be cool. That'll be... that's why I started this. To document my rise to the top of show business. I'm going to have a TV show. I'm going to be, you know, have... have a stand-up special or something, and be on TV a bunch. That's what's going down in the next however long, and I'll just do this show every day, and you guys will get to hear it happen. We're at 19, so I don't know. Maybe we'll see. Is there another news story? Man dies after being detained. No, Jesus Christ, no. I mean, I'm... And why is it... Everything seems kind of like a bummer. The truffle kingpin of New York. That sounds like... You know, I'm... It's to something else. It takes you... Jesus. Hey, somebody just emailed me. Oh, somebody... This is... I thought it was for this. Why did they... this is for DC Improv. Okay, I'll be at the DC Improv maybe soon. I'm going to go answer this email. I just talked about all my successes that are forthcoming. I got an email about a gig. So here you go. That's it. I'm focused in a matter. I'm putting my mind out there. It's working. It's working already. I can't wait. All right, you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. That's it. You don't do anything. Just tweet at me or email me or whatever if you want to hear. You have like a question or you got something you want to tell me or whatever. Chris at ChrisLaker.com for email or tweet at me at ChrisLaker. Either one goes right to my phone. That is the direct line. I will see it right away. I can provide that kind of service. I'm not like the bank. I don't close 24 hours a day. You have a line to me, and I will see it. I will acknowledge it. I will read it on the show. I will answer you, whatever it is. All right. So I'll see you guys tomorrow. We love you.